请我们一起来读一段经文，在哥林多后书第五章十四十五节。
Let's turn our Bible to the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15.
哥林多后书第五章十四十五节。
2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15.
我们先用中文读，那之后请我们再用英文再来读一遍。
We shall read together in Chinese and then in English.
好吧，请我们大家一起来读，请。原来基督的爱激励我们。因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那活着的人不再为自己活，乃是替他们死而复活的主活。
2 Corinthians 5:14-15 For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died.And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
今天我们的信息的主题是基督的爱激励我们。
Today's theme of sermon is Christ's love compels us.
这激励在原文里面有一个意思。
This word compel in the original language has a different, has a special meaning.
就是我们能够紧紧地抓在一起。
It means constrain or to be held together.
那另外一个可以说是一个意思，好像就是那个囚犯哈，这做坏事的那个犯人呢，被抓到，然后丢进去放在监牢。
Or another meaning is the criminals were arrested and be put in jail.
那在另外一本英文的圣经里 Amplify 那个圣经里面，他告诉我们这个激励那个意思，他用控制。
In the Amplified version, this word also is translated into the under control.
好像逼迫。
To press.
来催逼我们推进。
To be urged and to impel.
所以这个字其实对我们来说非常的重要。
So this is a very important word.
换句话说，不论我们现在今天的光景如何
，In other words, no matter what kind of condition we're in today,
或许我们有软弱
，Maybe we're weak,
或许我们有悲伤
，Or in sorrow,
有痛苦
，Or in pain,
你有沮丧
，Or depressed,
有失望
，Or in despair,
或者我们贫穷
，Maybe we're poor,
或我们是在患难里
，Or we're weary,
说你发现我们没有办法前进
，You say there's no way for us to move on,
可是基督的爱就这样紧紧地抓住我们。
But Christ's love has taken full control of us.
他催促了我们
，compel us.
把我们推进
，to push us.
你发现这好像是一种压力，这种激励听起来好像是压力。
It's not just not to pressure us.
听起来似乎是压力，可是其实那是一种动力。
Not to pressure us, but to energize us.
那我们今天分两段，我们来思考。
Well, the sermon will be divided into two sections.
首先，我们先想到这基督里的大爱。
First, we shall meditate on the great love in Christ.
那这是讲到十字架上的这个牺牲舍己。
It's the sacrifice that He made on the cross.
在经文十四节那里告诉我们说，一人既替众人死，众人都死了。
In verse 14, it says, "One died for all, and therefore all died."
他说。在经文里面，我们中文人是说，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
The Chinese version is translation says, if we think that one had died for all and all have died,
你发现我们想来想去，我们想不懂。
Maybe it's hard for us to understand it.
为什么一个人死了，我们全部人都死了
？How come one died and therefore everyone else?
难道是一种骨牌效应吗？
It's not a domino effect.
那本来我们都还活得好好的。
We're all still alive, right?
为什么一个人死了，我们就都死
？So why one man died and all of us will die?
其实死是一个罪的工价。
Death is the wage of sin.
那这句话要告诉我们的，其实一个重点就是说，一个人已经替我们付了这个罪的工价。
Here, what it says is, one man had paid the price for death for all of us.
所以我们所有的人，你不需要再付这个工价，你已经还清了。
So all of us have paid the price and we are no longer in debt.
你不欠这个债。
We no longer owe anybody anything.
但是呢，除了这个免这个债之外，不欠这个债，众人都死了之后，其实还有另外一层的意义。
But there is another level of meaning.
那就是这一句话告诉我们是说，是一个呼召。
This verse is a calling.
耶稣基督已经死了。
Christ has died.
可是他呼召我们也与他一同死。
He's calling us to die with him.
你听到这个你都要怕了。
Maybe when you hear you're going to die, you'd be afraid.
所以我们需要基督的爱来激励我们。
And that's why we need the love of Christ to push us, energize and compel us.
让我们再慢一点稍微思考一下这内容。
Let's meditate on the content one more time.
我们先想一想第一句话，众人都死了吗？
Let's think about the first line.
这众人所指的是我们坐在这里，你和我。
Has all died? Meaning you and I?
我们都死了吗？
Have all,
死的举手。
Have we all died? If you're dead, please, you can't raise your hand if you're dead.
我们不可能死，那怎么说我们这个众人都死了？
So what does it mean that all have died?
其实我们是该死，但是没死。
But the truth is that we deserve to die, but we did not die.
那该死的还活着，这个叫做恩典。
And those who deserve to die but remain alive is called grace.
许多人都有这个重病的经验，生病。
Many people have been ill before.
那是非常严重，快死的。
Or even gravely ill.
然后许多人有车祸，有意外的经验。
Many people experienced car accident or other form of accident.
看来快死，结果又没死。
It seemingly they're about to die, but then they survive those.
有时候我们说他是命大，他命不该绝，好运。
Sometimes we say that they're lucky, their number is not up yet.
其实这是神的恩典。
But in fact, that's the grace of God.
在纽约呢，不久前，有两个兄弟，他们是在做这个洗窗户的，高楼洗窗户的。
In New York, not long ago, there two brothers, they were washing windows for the skyscraper.
我已经忘了，可能大概一两个月前，我看到这个消息。
And a couple of months ago, I read this news.
这两个弟兄在洗窗户，你知道在那个洗高楼窗户的，他们是用那个绳子吊着。然后从上面这样一层一层这样洗下来。
So when they wash the scraper windows, they start from the top, and they have a platform that was lowered by the ropes and one story at a time.
有一天不晓得为什么事情会发生呢？突然绳子断了，两个人都从上面几十层楼这样掉下来。
One day, something happened. The rope snapped.And their platform collapsed, and both of them fell.
一个掉在这边，一个掉在那边。
One on this side, the other one on the other side.
一个死了，但是另外一个活着。
One died, the injury the other one miraculously lived.
他不但活了，他很像没有受很严重的伤害，包扎了之后没有多久他就出院。
He was injured, but not seriously, so he was able to make out of the hospital not long later.
你可以想想，几十层楼掉下来，竟然还活着。
Can you imagine falling from a skyscraper and still able to live and tell about it later?
该死的还活着，叫做恩典。
Those who deserve to die yet to able to live on is grace.
就按着罪过，按着罪孽来看，其实我们都不是该活的。
Judged by our sins, we deserve to die.
但是诗篇一百零三篇第八节第十节那里告诉我们。
But Psalm 103 says.
他说耶和华有怜悯有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
The Lord is compassionate and gracious and slow to anger, abounding in love.
他没有按照我们的罪过待我们，也没有照着我们的罪孽报应我们。
He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquity.
今天我们为什么还活着？
So why are we still alive today?
今天我们有什么恩典？
What kind of grace have we received?
我说为什么我们有这样的恩典活着？
Why should we receive such grace to live?
这不是因为我们身体比别人好。
It's not because that we have excellent health.
不是因为我们灵性比别人好。
Or our faith, we have a strong faith.
不是因为我们有什么本事。
Or being extremely capable of doing something well.
这完全是因为耶稣基督的爱。
But because of the love of Christ.
在加拉太书二章二十节那边告诉我们，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Galatians 2:20 says, He loved me and gave Himself for me.
因为他爱，他使我而活着。
Because His love.And died for me, therefore I live.
刚刚诗班在献诗唱那首最痛的时候
，the song that the choir presented earlier.
我不晓得你有没有注意到，他的歌词里头不断出现一个字，出现同样一个字，就是爱。
Something repeatedly was mentioned in the lyrics. That is his love.
那是为着爱。
Because of his love.
他把他爱怎么样？
He showed his love.
他用爱怎么样
？Or by his love.
他的爱怎么样
？With love, he.
弟兄姊妹，因着爱，我们还活着。
Because his love, we today can live.
因为耶稣基督的爱，我们有希望。
Because of love, we have hope for the future.
因为耶稣基督的爱，我们有一个神美好的计划在你的身上要实现。
Because his love, we will realize the wonderful plan of God in our life.
没有错，也许我们活着并不完全。
Yes, indeed, there's our lives imperfect.
我们身心灵有缺陷的地方。
We still lack something in our bodies and health and our soul.
可是我希望你记着一件事情。
But I hope you remember one thing.
你我活着不是突然空洞没有意义的。
We never exist in vain.Or live an empty or purposeless life.
神要在你的身上来彰显他的荣耀。
God will manifest His glory in you.
那既然我们活着
，So since we live,
那我们还要再去寻找死亡吗
？So why should we search for death?
他说一人死，众人都死是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean that one died and therefore all died?
是不是我们要刻意去找死呢
？Should we look to die?
是。
Yes.
可是。不是叫你去自杀残害生命
，but not to self-destruct or to commit suicide，
而是对付我们内在身上的这些的罪。
But that's to the death we're looking for is to deal with our inner self，
是那些不合神心意神不高兴我们做的这些事情。
And to deal our sins with a fatal blow， especially those things that Not pleasing to God.
那你说好，我们要怎么去死呢
？So how should we die then?
就好像星期五晚上我们在崇拜里所做出的这样回应一样。
Just like the response that we show in Friday night service.
那天晚上我很受感动。
I was deeply touched that evening.
在一首诗歌接一首诗歌的过程里。
As we're singing hymns one after another.
我们弟兄姊妹全体的弟兄姊妹一个一个走上去。
All the brothers and sisters came forward one after another.
我们在圣灵的光照底下，我们看到自己的罪，我们的软弱，我们愿意与主同钉十字架。
The Holy Spirit revealed to us our sins, our weaknesses. We nailed them one by one on the cross.
就是这样一种的决心。
And is that through that resolve?
我们不容罪在我们身上来作王。
We no longer let sin.Reign in our body.
我们不要将肢体再献给罪。
We no longer present our body to sin.
没有错，我们已经立了这个决心。
Yes, we have such resolve.
做得到吗
？Can we do it?
做不到。
It's hard to do.
很难，你要上十字架，要死是很难的。
It's hard to be nailed on the cross every day.
可是耶稣基督他做到了。
But Christ done it.
盼望他这样的爱，他爱我们的这种爱来激励我们。
So such love will compel us to do the same.
我们软弱，我们不愿意上十字架，我们不愿意把罪钉在十字架上。
We're not willing to nail our weaknesses and sin on the cross.
可是神用他的爱包围我们。
But God surrounds us with His love.
用这样的爱把我们抓住，把我们放在上面。
So such love take total control of us.And put us up there,
让我们能够向罪死
so that we'll die to sin.
好不好？我们让我们一起来高举十字架，耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So let's lift up Christ and Him crucified.
盼望这样的一个十字架成为我们荣耀的记号。
So such a cross become a glorious symbol for us.
好，我们现在请弟兄姊妹大家一起起立，我们一起唱，这圣诗192首，十字架为我荣耀。
So let's stand together and sing the hymn number 192.
我们在思考基督在基督里的一个复活。
Message number 2 is the resurrection in Christ.
这是讲到这十字架复活的一个荣耀。
And it's on the glory of the resurrection of after the cross.
在今天我们所读的经文，在哥林多后书这里，他告诉我们说，他替众人死，是要叫那活着的人不再为自己活，乃是替那他们死而复活的主活。
Verse 15 it says, 2 Corinthians 5:15, and he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
弟兄姊妹，谁是复活的人？谁是活着的人呢？
Who are those who are alive?
那些看到、听到这一些话的人，就是活着的人。
And those who saw and heard these words were the ones that were alive.
今天我们坐在这里，我们看到、我们听到这话的人，都是活着的人，是吗
？Today, all of us who sit here and hear and see these words, we're all a living person.
那你说那些没有看到、没有听到这话的人，他们都死了吗？我不知道。
So how about those who did not see or did not hear? If they all died, we don't know.
今天在这里看到、听到话，都是活着的人。
But the scripture says, those who hear and see are alive.
我们讲到这个活着的人，是指在耶稣基督里那灵性复活的人。
Living person here means those who are in Christ are spiritually revived.
我们讲的活人是指在耶稣基督里这个灵能够与主相通的人。
And those who are spiritually connected with the Lord.
那主他替人死，他有一个很重要的意义，就是要叫人活。
The essence of Christ dying for you is that you may live.
但是他这样的死，他死你活，这不是条件，不是说因为我死你就要活，这不是条件。
But he did it out of love without demanding anything in return.
请我们注意，这是出于爱。
But in his love,
在这样的爱的底下，他要叫那些还活着的人要活得更丰盛，有意义。
And in his love, those who live may live more abundantly.
各位，你觉得你生活活得丰盛有意义的，请举手。
Those who feel that you are living abundant life, please raise your hand. Praise the Lord.
你觉得生命活得有意义的，请举手。
If those who feel your lives are meaningful, please raise your hand.
是真的还是假的？
Is that real?
感谢神，我相信今天我们在耶稣基督里，我们就能够活得丰盛而有意义。
Praise God, because in Christ we can live a abundant and meaningful life.
很多时候，我发现有许多人，他们觉得生命里头没有什么丰盛，没有什么意义。
However, there are many people who do not feel this way.
这包括我们信主的弟兄姊妹也有这样会感觉。
Including some of our brothers and sisters, we may feel that our life is not so meaningful. We don't live such.
为什么会有这种感觉
？Why we have such feeling?
有其中一个很重要的原因，可能是我们是为自己而活。
Maybe one of the main reasons is still we still live for ourselves.
当我们为自己活的时候，你只能停留在一种物质享受的层面。
So if you live only for yourself, you're destined to be trapped in seeking materialistic satisfaction.
你没有办法提升这个心灵满足到一个最高的层次。
You could not be uplifted into the highest level of a spiritual satisfaction.
你还为自己活吗？
Do you still live for yourself?
当我们为自己活的时候，我们就是一个灵性已死亡的人。
To live for yourself means that your spirit has died.
当我们为自己活的时候，你会发现我们只会看到一个又一个的问题困难发生在我们的眼前。
To live for yourself, you'll run into one problem or another, or one difficulty after another.
当我们为自己而活的时候，你会发现我们与主的关系不能够再相通。
To live for yourself is spiritually dead and having a disharmonious relationship with the Lord.
我们不能够明白体会神的心意。
We cannot unable to understand God's will.
我没有办法看见神在你一生当中的计划和带领。
Nor realize His plan and guidance in your life.
那为自己活的人是在这样一种忙忙碌碌的生活里头断绝了与神心灵相交相通的关系。
Therefore, to live for yourself, you will, in your busy life, terminate your spiritual connection with God.
也是因为这样。
And because of so,
我们时常活在这种挣扎里头。
We continue to live in struggle,
活在一种痛苦里头,
in sorrow,
活在一种懊悔里头,
regrets,
活在一种沮丧里头,
and downcast in spirit.
弟兄姊妹，主的心意是要叫活着的人不再为自己活。
The will of the Lord is for those who live no longer live for themselves.
换句话说，你不要再为自己活，活得那么的痛苦，那么的辛苦。
No longer live in so toilsome and in so much grief.
我们要为主活。
But to live for the Lord.
以主作为你生活的中心。
Set Him as the center of your life.
当你生活绕着他转的时候，你生活要被改变。
So when your life around God, your life will be changed.
如果是我们的生活是绕着这世界、绕着自己转的时候，你会发现你头晕了。
But if your life is revolved around the world, you will be dizzy.
弟兄姊妹，你肯替死而复活的主活吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you willing to live for the Lord who died and resurrected?
你肯吗
？Are you willing?
我们需要，我们说肯，我肯，这实在是需要基督的爱来激励我们，才有可能实现，是吗
？In order to say yes, we need the love of Christ to compel us to do that.
很多时候我们说我肯，我愿意为你活，可是明天之后呢，又为自己活。
Frequently we say yes today, I'm willing to live for you, but tomorrow I live for myself again.
我今天与你同钉十字架，明天我就下来，我去别的地方。
Today I hang myself on the cross. Tomorrow I'll come down and do my own thing.
求耶稣基督的爱来激励我们。
May the love of Christ.Compel us.
就像我们要跑向世界的时候，跑向自我的时候，主要把我们抓回来，就像抓到这个犯人一样，再给我们放到这个监狱里头。不是放到监狱，是把我们放到他的爱里面。
As we again run after the world, the love of Christ will get hold of us and take us back like the criminals arrested, put us back in His love.
让我们为他而活。
So that we'll live for Him.
只有当我们肯为主活的时候。
Only when we're willing to live for Him,
你才有可能经历到那从死里复活的大能。
Then you will experience the power of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，主要给你一个新的看见。
Yes, the Lord will give you a new insight.
他要给你一个新的意象。
Give you a new vision.
一个新的未来。
A new future.
一个新的方向。
A new direction.
当你肯放下你自己。
Only when you're willing to lay down yourself.
当你肯为自己而活，为主而活。
And to live for Him.
那生命就要复活过来。
And you will be resurrected.
我们的生命就要被改变过来。
And your life will be changed.
这是何等大的喜乐！
How great joy this is!
何等大的盼望！
How great a hope it is!
何等大的平安！
How great a peace it is!
我已经经历到这主复活的这种大能。
I have experienced the Lord's resurrection power.
我讲这句话不是为了准备这信息而写的。
I say this not because I have to prepare such a sermon.
那说的真的是。
This is real.
昨天晚上要睡觉以前。
Last evening before I went to bed.
我跟孩子说。
I told my
kids, 你们赶快睡觉了。
Go to bed.
因为你们在睡觉，我还有很多事情需要做。
You must go to bed so I can be free to do my thing.
连他们不懂。
They didn't understand.
我告诉他，等一下我要做这个，做这个，做这个。
I had to do this and that.
结果其中有一个他说。
So one of them said.
那你就不要做 pastor 了嘛。
And don't be a pastor.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
那好像是给我判死刑一样，你知道吗
？That sentence for me.
怎么样，我都要为主活。
No matter what, I will live for the Lord.
Pastor 是辛苦，可是却是一件荣耀的事。
Pastor may be hard to be, but it's a glorious task.
不管到哪里，我都要服侍主。
No matter where, under what condition, I will serve the Lord.
因为在耶稣基督里，我已经经历到那复活的大能。
Because in Him I already experienced the power of resurrection.
主耶稣要成为我生命生活的中心。
Christ will be the center of my life.
我巴不得你也能够有这样的经历，经历到主耶稣基督在你复活，复活的大能在你生命里头。
So I hope that you will have such experience in Christ with His resurrection and power.Will be the center of your life.
你的生活充满了平安跟喜乐。
So your life will be filled with joy and peace.
在今年二月的时候，我看到一个新闻。
I came across a news in this February.
有一个八岁的孩子，他需要换肾。
An eight-year-old young girl needs a kidney transplant.
因为他只要再不换的时候呢，他到十五岁的时候，他可能就这个就会有生命的危险。
Otherwise, he will not live till she is 15.
在那个学校里头有一个三十四岁的妈妈。
In her school, there was a 34-year-old mother of another child.
她有两个孩子，这妈妈有两个孩子。
She had two child of her own.
有一天送孩子去学校的时候，她看到了这个他们这样一个flyer 这种广告，不是广告，这不是广告了。
One day, when she took her two children to school, she saw the flyer about this ailing girl.
她看了之后，她心里头，她说她心碎了。
When she saw that, she said her heart was broken.
因为她看到一个她能够帮助的人在那个地方快要死，是她能够帮助，她说她心碎了。
Because she said she saw this poor child that touched her because she.Realized there's something that she could do to help.
于是她回去，她就跟她先生商量。
So after returning home, she discussed this matter over with her husband.
她自己去 website 去找一些的资料。
So she went on the internet and searched for some information.
去检查抽血、验血等等。
And to she did some blood tests.
他做一个决定，他要捐肾给这个孩子。这他不认识的人。
Made a final decision, she will enlist herself as a kidney donor to some child that she did not know well.
当然，这个换肾之后，这个孩子很高兴。
After the transplant, the eight-year-old was very joyful.
毕竟他还小。
Because she was still young,
他想到的第一件事情就是说，他出来之后，他就可以去那个去小孩子的那游乐场所玩。
The first thing she wanted to do is go to the amusement park.
可是这个父亲呢，却有一个很深的感触。
But her father said this.
然后他也愿意成为一个捐肾的人，捐器官的人。
The daughter's father said he will also become a kidney donor.
让自己也能够帮助一些其他的人。
So that he could also help.Others who are in need.
也许这是他能够做到一个最小这个 repay 这个给这个太太为他所做的呢偿还的一件事情。
Maybe that's the smallest thing he could do to repay for the grace from this mother.
他说一句话让我很感动。
He said something that really touched me.
他说这个谢谢你，这个字呢没有办法代表这个所有，没有办法代表所有那个太太为他所做的。
He said a mere thank you could not explain all the things that this mother done for his daughter.
然后他就是清晨四点钟打电话给我要一个牛奶也无所谓。
In order to repay her for her deed.He said, even she had to call him 4 o'clock in the morning for a glass of milk, he's willing to do it.
No, I don't care.
He said,
因为这我欠了他的债。
Because we are indebted to her.
我相信当这个爸爸说这句话的时候。
So I believe when the father said this,
那不是悲观消极的。
It's not a pessimistic expression.
而是一种的感恩。
But a grateful for what she had done to their life.
我想到我们今天从主领受的不是只是一个器官一个肾脏。
But today what we receive from Christ is not just a kidney or another organ.
我们从主耶稣基督所领受是一个整个的生命。
But an entire life.
虽然我们不欠这个罪的债。
So we are no longer, even though we are not indebted with, because of our sin,
可是我们欠主的恩,
but we're indebted to His grace.
在感恩之余呢?
So at this moment,
我不晓得你是不是也能够对主说, 主啊, 我的生命是你的。
I don't know if you can say that, Lord, my life is yours.
你随时都可以进到我的生命, 我的生活。做你想要做的事。
That you, because of this, you can, you're welcome to enter my life and do whenever and whatever you please.
任何时候，任何地点，你都可以介入。
And no matter when and where, come into my life.
我不在乎。
And I do not care.
因为我欠你的恩。
Because I'm indebted to you.
好不好？最后，我们请一起起立。我们一起唱圣诗，圣诗因他活着，圣诗206首。
Let's turn to and sing 206, Because He Lives.